感谢神，这个机会来分享神的话语。
I thank the Lord for the opportunity to share His word.
今天早晨相对我跟大家分享的题目是合神心意的祷告。
Today's topic is prayers after God's own heart.
我们知道祷告，什么是祷告？祷告是人和神交通。
And when we think about prayer, we know that prayer is the communication between us and God.
祷告是人到神的面前来，与神在灵里头亲密交通，如同儿女与父母面对面说话一样。
To pray is to come before God and communicate with Him in spirit, like a child speaking to his parents.
当一个人到神面前来的时候，他要来向神陈明我们的心思意念。喜怒哀乐一切的需要和对神的感受。
Prayer is to come before God to tell Him how we feel, what our needs are, how we love Him.
我们也借着祷告来祈求神的安慰、神的帮助、神的引导。
And also through prayers, we ask for His help and His guidance.
也很多时候我们是借着祷告来寻求神的心意。要来聆听神的声音。
Also through prayers, we want to know God's will and listen to His voice.
所以说，祷告是神赐给神儿女的一个特权和恩典。
So a prayer is a privilege, and it's God's grace to His children.
那么，祷告是神的儿女跟神之间是一种双向的交通。
And a prayer is a two-way communication between us and God.
我们把我们的需要，把我们的心思意念向神陈明。我们也希望什么？听到神对我们说话。
We tell us God what we need, but also we want to hear what God wants us to do.
祷告是不是我们要去改变神的心意，而是要去明白神的心意，让神来改变我们。
To pray is not to change God's mind, but rather to understand God's will and allow God to change us.
我想弟兄姊妹对祷告都很熟悉，大概我想没有哪个基督徒不做祷告。
I think everyone knows what the prayers are and you all pray.
为什么基督徒需要祷告呢？因为祷告是人跟神之间一个亲密关系的一种体现。
So why do we need to pray? Because it's a manifestation of a close relationship.
因为很多时候因为人因为罪往往与神的关系疏远了，所以说他的祷告没有办法达到神的那里。
So sin separates us from God, therefore our prayers cannot reach Him.
就像刚才我们读的这个诗篇66篇18节，他讲的，他说：“我若心里注重罪孽，神必不听。”
Just like Psalm 66 says, "If I had cherished sin in my heart, the Lord would not have listened."
所以说，另外一方面呢，我们借着耶稣基督的救恩，神的儿女可以随时的来恢复与神的亲密关系，与神的交通。
However, through the saving grace from Jesus Christ, we as God's child, as God's children, can come before God and restore that relationship.
就像罗马书8章15节他讲的，他说你们所受的不是奴仆的心，仍旧害怕，所受的乃是儿子的心，因此我们呼叫阿爸父。
As it says in Romans 8:15, the spirit you received does not make you slaves.So that you live in fear again. Rather, the spirit you received brought about your adoption to sonship, and by him we cry, Abba, Father.
这点他讲的这个奴仆的心，因为当一个人犯罪以后，他会被罪捆绑，被撒旦魔鬼捆绑。那个时候他会不敢到神面前来，他会害怕。
So if we are in bondage of sin, we will be afraid to come before God.
但是我们所受的是一个儿子的心。
We are talking about the heart of a son.
So, 每逢我们犯罪以后，我们只要肯来到神的面前来认罪悔改，那么神一定会赦免我们的罪。
Even if we sin, if we ask before God for His, asking for His forgiveness, and He will forgive us.
就是一个基督徒，他如果没有正常的祷告生活，他的属灵生命他会萎缩。
If we do not have an active prayer life, our spiritual life will wither.
这样的基督徒往往他会在人生中会迷失方向，白白的受苦。
And then, without prayer, we'll be lost and we will suffer.
所以说你要看一个人他的属灵生命成熟不成熟，那么你就跟他在一起祷告，你听他的祷告，你就知道这个人属灵生命成熟不成熟。
We can tell the maturity of a Christian spiritual life through his prayers.
当然祷告是我们认识神经历神的一个途径之一，因为信仰也是我们信仰生活里头必不可少的。
So to pray is a way to know God and to experience him.
你怎么
a necessary component of our Christian life.
你怎么知道神是一位又真又活的神？就是因为我们借着祷告，我们知道这位神就在我们身边，他就在我们 里面。
How do we know God is true and alive? We will know that through our prayers.
那圣经里头呢，有好神喜悦神儿女的祷告，圣经里头有许多关于祷告的应许。
So we know that God is pleased by our prayers, and there are also promises by God in the Bible.
圣经里面他讲，他说他们三位祷告，我就应允；正说话的时候，我就垂听。
In Isaiah it says, "Before they call, I will answer; while they are still speaking, I will hear."
在约翰福音十六章二十三节，主耶稣说：“我实实在在地告诉你们，你们若向父求什么，他必因我的名赐给你们。”
In John 16 it says, "In that day you will no longer ask me anything. Very truly I tell you, my Father will give you whatever you ask in my name."
所以说你看，你如果大家看圣经，从旧约到新约，圣经里面有许多关于祷告的教导，也记载了许多关于祷告的故事。
If you know the Bible, you will know there are many stories of prayers, and also many teachings about prayers.
所以说在诗篇三十四篇他就讲，他诗人他就说，你们要尝尝主恩的滋味，便知道他是美善，投靠他的人有福了。
So in Psalm it says, "Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who takes refuge in him."
那么祷告既然如此重要，但是今天往往基督徒最失败的地方也是祷告。
Even though prayers are so important, but it also can be a big failure in our Christian life.
我们知道有一些人呢，他们会轻忽祷告的重要性，把祷告呢看成生活上口有口无的事情。
So some people neglect the importance of prayer and think that it's not a necessary component of our Christian life.
不少人他们是只有等到人生遇到难处了，比如婚姻啊、家庭啊、工作啊遇到难处或者生病了，才会什么重视正视这种祷告的重要性，到神面前来祷告。
And many Christians only when they encounter some difficulties do they come before the Lord and start praying.
那还有一些基督徒，他们往往他们的祷告是例行公事、敷衍了事。OK， 很多时候是懒惰，有的时候呢忽冷忽热。
And also many regard prayer as a routine, without passion and without enthusiasm.
所以说有一位神的仆人呢，他就讲过，他说将来啊，我们到天上的时候，在基督耶稣审判台前呢，我们很多的人呢会为在地上没有好好的祷告来懊悔。
So one pastor said, once said that when the time comes that we enter heaven, we may regret that we did not pray well on earth.
因为我们没有好好的祷告，我们以至于我们错过了许多神给我们预备的恩典。
Because we did not pray well, that we missed so many blessings that we couldotherwise have received.
因为我们没有好好的祷告，我们没有明白神的心意，以至于我们走许多人生，走许多的弯路，吃好多的苦。
Because we did not pray well, we missed many guidance from the Lord, and we take many detours.
那今天有一些基督徒，他往往喜欢把祷告呢寄托在别人身上，让别人为他祷告，自己呢却不肯花时间去祷告。
Also, many Christians they rely on others to pray for them.Rather than spend the time and pray for themselves.
当然也有一些人他不清楚自己的祷告是不是合神的心意，以至于也有一些人呢，他在祷告里他在妄求。
And also, some do not understand whether their prayers please the Lord, and also they don't know whether they are praying in vain.
也有一些人他们的祷告啊，跟他的信心脱节，以至于他尝不到主恩的滋味，因为他们存着一个不信的心来祷告。
Also, some prayers are not prayed with faith, therefore they will not receive the Lord's reward.
当然也有少数人呢，他们追求这种用这个依教的方式来与神交通，比如说冥想啊，或者采用这种东方神秘主义的那些方式来与神交通。
And also many Christians, they seek other ways, non-Christian ways, in their prayers, such as meditation or mysticism.
那我们 今天早上我们要来思想，首先我们知道这个基督徒的祷告啊，它基本上有两种，一种是私祷，就是个人向神祷告，一种是公祷，一群人在一起同心合一的向神祷告。
So today we're going to talk about prayers. There are two kinds of prayers. One is a private prayer, the other is a public prayer.
那今天早上大概我们吃重的是个人向神祷告，私祷。
Today we're focusing on the message of a private prayer.
那么一个祷告通常它会包括三个方面，一个是祷告的方式，一个是祷告的内容，第三个是祷告的心态。
So we focus on three points, how to pray, what to pray, and what kind of heart shall we have when we pray.
其实今天早上我们要思想两个问题，一个是什么是正确的祷告方式。
So let's think about this question, what is the right way to pray?
那第二个问题是什么样的祷告内容合神心意。
And also think about what kind of prayers please God.
我们要接着查考马太福音第六章五到十三节这段经文来思想这两个问题的答案。
So we'll study Matthew 6, 5 to 13 to think about these two questions.
我们先在这之前我们先做一个祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们谢谢你，主日早晨你的儿女要来亲近主，要来听主你的话语。主，这次早晨求主你光照我们，主你向你每个你的儿女说话。主啊，你来，主啊，真是能够在这里，主啊，真是用你的圣灵来对我们每个人里面来在我们里面对我们说话。主，你把你的真理向我们显明，让我们真是能够明白主你的心意，让我们明白什么是主你所喜悦的祷告。主，我们真是谢谢你的恩典，因为主早晨主你对我们说话，让我们这时候每一位主你的儿女都存着一个谦卑的心，能够静听主你的教导。主，我们谢谢你的恩典，我们恭敬地把来到面前的每一位主你的儿女，把讲台的讲员都完完全全交在主你手中，愿主你自己宝血厚厚地遮盖我们，让这个讲台分别为圣，让每一位来听的人分别为圣，让我们讲的听的一起在主你的话语上受造就，蒙恩典。主，我们谢谢你的恩典，求主你与我们同在，这样的感谢祈求奉主耶稣基督的圣名，
阿门。
我们下面要来读 一段经文，是马太福音第六章五到十三节。
So we're going to read Matthew 6, 5 to 13.
你可以用国语、广东话、英文都可以读，可以一起来读这段经文。我们来请大家请。你们祷告的时候，不可像那假冒伪善的人，爱站在会堂和十字路口上祷告，故意叫人看见。我实在告诉你们，他们已经得了他们的赏赐。你们祷告的时候要进你的内室，关上门，祷告你在暗中的父，你父在暗中查看，必然报答你。你们祷告不可向外邦人用许多重复话，他们以为话多了必蒙垂听。你们不可效法他们，因为他们没有祷告以先，你们所需要的你们的父早已知道。所以你们祷告要这样说：我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上如同行在天上。我们日用的饮食今日赐给我们，免我们的债如同我们免了人的债，不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶，因为国度权柄荣耀全是你的，直到永远，阿们。我想这一段主导文大家很多人都会背，而且都很熟悉这一段主导文。
This passage is called the Lord's Prayer, and many of you can recite it.
但是我想不是每一个人都能明白主导文它的所含的意义。
But probably not everyone understands the meaning.
所以今天早上我们要好好来思想这段经文。
So we're going to study this passage this morning.
首先我们要看一看这段经文的背景。
So what's the background of this passage?
这段经文在马太福音六章五到十三节，跟路加福音十一章一到四节呢？都记载了同样的事情，是主耶稣教导他的门徒祷告这一件事情。
So this passage was recorded both in Matthew and Luke, and recorded that how Jesus taught the disciples how to pray.
根据路加福音十一章一节，主耶稣教导这个祷告是因为他的门徒要求请求。
So in Luke 11:1, it says that Jesus gave them this teaching because they asked for it.
在路加福音十一章一节，他讲，他说耶稣在一个地方祷告，祷告完了，有个门徒对他说， 求主教导我们祷告，像约翰教导他的门徒。
In Luke 11:1 it says, One day Jesus was praying in a certain place. When he finished, one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples.
我们知道在四卷福音书里面很多地方记载了耶稣的祷告。
We know that in the New Testament, in the Gospels, many places recorded Jesus' prayers.
我们看见耶稣什么？在旷野祷告，耶稣在山上祷告，耶稣在圣殿祷告，耶稣在克西马尼园祷告，很多地方祷告。
Jesus prayed in many places.
那我们也看见耶稣是有的时候他是站着祷告，有的时候俯伏在地祷告，他有很多祷告的方式。
Sometimes Jesus prayer while standing. Sometimes he fall face down while praying.
所以这个地方耶稣在一个地方祷告，他祷告完了，显然他是一个有声的祷告，所以说他的门徒知道他在祷告，所以他祷告完了，这个门徒就来问他，他就来对他说，求主教导我们祷告，像约翰教导他的门徒一样。
So this time in this passage, Jesus prayed obviously before his disciples, and after that his disciples asked him to teach them how to pray.
我们知道在这个旧约时代，在那个犹太拉比呢，通常他会教导他的门徒，跟随他们的门徒在不同的场合如何做不同的祷告。
We know that the rabbis in the Jewish tradition often teach their disciples how to pray.
那个约翰四世约翰也教导他的门徒祷告，所以说耶稣的门徒呢也要求他来教导他们如何祷告。
Just like John the Baptist also taught his disciples how to pray.
我们知道祷告啊是犹太人这个宗教生活里面一个很重要的一部分。
So prayers are a very important component of the Jewish life.
在旧约圣经里面记载了许多以色列历史上许多伟人的祷告故事，像亚伯拉罕的祷告、雅各的祷告、摩西的祷告、大卫的祷告，许许多多。
So in the Old Testament, there are many recordings about prayers by Abraham, Jacob, Moses, David, and so on.
我们知道在大家圣经里面有一卷很独特的书叫诗篇，诗篇是记录了许多属灵伟人他们手写的诗歌和祷告。
So Psalm is a book.Recording prayers and praises.
它里面记了，比如说大卫的祷告，摩西的祷告，亚撒，这是四班那个带领的人，亚撒的祷告，口拉后裔的祷告，许多这样的祷告词。
In Psalm, it recorded the prayers by David, Moses, Asaph, the worship leader, and descendants of Korah.
那么犹太人呢，通常他们会在圣殿里头，会在会堂或者其他那些公众的场合，他们祷告。那么很多时候他们是在诵读这个文士这些律法师他们预先写好的一些祷告词。
So Jewish people they often pray in the temple in their meeting places and often they just read their prayers that were previously written.
但是当这个祷告成为你宗教生活里一种例行公事的话，那么它就会失去祷告的意义。
But when prayer became a ritual, a routine, then it loses its meaning.
这就是先知以赛亚，他就责备那个时代的犹太人，旧约时代犹太人，他说这百姓用嘴唇亲近我，心却远离我。
Just like Isaiah reprimands the Jewish people, he says, the Lord says, these people come near to me with their mouths and honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me.
很奇妙的是在新约时代主耶稣责备那个时代的犹太人也是用同样的话来责备他们。
Even in Jesus' time, he reprimands the people with the same words.
所以说今天早上我们要来思想什么样的 祷告方式是神所喜悦的，什么样的祷告内容是合神心意的。
So today we are going to talk about, we are going to think about how to make our prayers pleasing to the Lord.
在刚才我们读的这段经文里面，在马太福音第六章五到八节呢，是讲关于祷告的方式；九到十三节呢，是讲关于祷告的内容。
So in the passage we just read, the first part talks about how to pray, and the second part talks about the content of the prayer.
首先，我们来看祷告的方式。
So let's first think about how to pray.
在马太福音六章五节，他讲，他说：“你们祷告的时候，不可像那假冒伪善的人，爱站在会堂里。”和十字架的路口上祷告，故意叫人看见。我实在告诉你们，他们已经得了他们的赏赐。
In Matthew 6:5, Jesus said, "And when you pray, do not like the hypocrites, For they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their full reward.
所以祷告方式的第一个原则是祷告不是照样是给人看。
So the first principle of prayer is that it's not a show to others.
主耶稣称这样照的人是什么？假冒伪善。
Jesus called those people the hypocrites.
我知道在这个路加福音十八章记载了一个故事，讲一个法利赛人和一个税吏到圣殿祷告。
So there was a story about Pharisees and a tax collector to pray in the synagogue.
不知道大家有没有熟悉这个故事？那个法利赛人他到圣殿里的他是什么？他是在自言自语。
Pharisees was praying and talking to himself.
他姐他说我不像人一样累手啊，这个布衣啊这些事情，我也不像这个税吏一样的那个贪污人家的钱财。
And Pharisee said, I'm a good person. I follow the law. I'm not like a tax collector.
他讲这个法利赛人，他我每个礼拜要进食两次，每个月都做十一奉献。
And the Pharisees talk about that he fasts twice a week and he tithes regularly.
而这个税吏他到了神的面前，他什么连举目望天的勇气都没有，他只能垂着胸说。主啊，口令我这个罪人。
The tax collector, he was not even dare to look up, and he prayed that, "Forgive me, I'm a sinner."
所以说主耶稣这么讲，他说这个税吏倒比这个法利赛人更有益了。
And Jesus said, the tax collector will be blessed much greater than Pharisees.
那么我们知道，如果祷告是为了得到人的称赞的话，那你就得不到什么神的赏赐。
We know that if we pray for the praises of people, then we will not receive a reward from the Lord. Because Jesus said, I tell you, they have received their reward in full. Since you have received so many praises from people, then there's no need for you to receive the reward from the Lord.
如果你大家有英文圣经，知道他们已经得了赏赐，是 they received their reward full， 已经所有该得的赏他已经都得了，所以他到天上他不想得到任何赏赐。
So because they have already received their reward in full, they will not receive any more when they go to heaven.
所以说祷告不是要照样是给人看的。
So to pray is not to make a display to other people.
同样的话，基督徒也要小心，你祷告也不是照样是给神看。
Also, we need to be careful that we also not making a display to the Lord.
自己欺哄自己。
And that if we do that, we're just deceiving ourselves.
你不能跟神说，神啊，我已经祷告了，剩下来的事情都是你的责任了。
So we cannot say that the Lord, we have prayed, and now it's your work.
所以这要小心。所以祷告的第一个原则是，祷告不是照样是给人看的。
So the first warning is that we shall not pray for others to see.
那么第二个方面呢？那么在马太福音六章六节，他讲，他说你们祷告的时候要进入你的内室，关上你的门，祷告你在暗中的父，你父在暗中查看，必然报答你。
Second principle of prayer is that when you pray, go into your room, close the door and pray to your father who is unseen. Then your father who sees what is done in secret will reward you.
所以说祷告方式的第二个原则是要进入内室，单独与神交通。
So the second principle is go into your room and communicate with the Lord privately.
这个地方进入你的内室关上门是要讲的是祷告你要找一个什么安静的地方，然后呢不让外面的这些外界的这些恶和事来打扰你，来分你的心，来影响你的祷告。
What it means here is that when you pray, you should find a quiet place, not be disturbed by other things so that you can focus.
这点他讲，他说祷告你在什么暗中的父。
So here it says, pray to the to your God who is hidden.
这个暗
unseen.
这个暗中是这个原文是隐秘处，那么英文圣经把它意译出来是 the father, your father who is unseen, 是看不见的father, 就是。
Yeah, the father unseen.
我们知道神是灵。
So we know that God is spirit.
你是看不见的。
We cannot see him.
但是所以说我们与神相交要在灵里头，是在隐秘处。
So when we communicate with God, we communicate in spirit.
So 当我们在一个进入内室关上门以后，我们闭上我们肉眼我们的心里的属灵的眼睛就会打开， 我们就会看见神荣耀的光，就可以才可能来跟神来面对面的交通。
So when we go to a private place, we close our eyes, our spiritual eyes will be opened, and we'll see God's glory, and we can communicate with Him.
啊，这个地方，主耶稣讲，他说：“你父在暗中查看，必然报答你。”
Here it says, "Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you."
啊，这个地方讲那个这个报答是指这个对祷告这个行为的奖赏，不是说是你的祷告他就应允了。
God will reward you does not mean that He will answer all your prayers, but rather He will reward you for the fact that you prayed you prayed for it, to Him.
所以换句话说，这个地方呢，这个地方是神喜悦他的儿女要单单的来朝见神，单单的与他交通。
God is pleased to see that we communicate with Him in private, in spirit.
这是祷告的第二个祷告方式的第二个原则。
So that's the second principle of prayer.
那么祷告方式的第三个原则是不可以向外邦人用许多重复的话祷告。
The third principle of praying is that we shall not repeat, we shall not babble like pagans.
在马太福音六章七到八节，他讲，他说你们祷告不可向外邦人用许多重复话，他们以为话多了必蒙垂听，你们不可效法他们，因为他们没有祈求以先。你们所需用的，你们的父早已知道了。
So here, Jesus said, when you pray, do not keep on babbling like pagans, for they think they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask Him.
你们知道这个外邦人祷告，就是比如说你看佛教徒祷告，他们会念什么经啊，各种经啊，那个反复重复的一句话，反复重复。那么你祷告。会用许多的重复话，那么有什么目的呢？他一个是要提醒他们的神不要忘记他们的需要，所以说一直一直的提醒他，就像小孩子一样，我要糖，一直跟你讲，他要糖，是不是？然后呢，还有一种呢，他是希望重复都吃了，那么就他就改变他们，说服他们的神改变心意，来成就他们所祈求的。
So pagans in their prayers, they often repeat their prayers many times.One is try to remind God that don't forget them. Two is try to convince God to do what they want God to do.
所以说主耶稣在这里他隐隐地警告我们，你们不可效法他们。
So Jesus here warned us, do not do what pagans do. Do not be like them.
那么大家可能心里头要问呢，既然我没有祷告以先，我们的所需要的，我们的天父已经知道了。
So you may ask, you may wonder,If before we pray, God already knows what we need.
那这样的话，我们祷告有什么意义？我为什么还要再重复一次啊？我要的东西，他已经知道了，我还再重复一次。
Then what's the point of repeating what He already knows?
为什么我们要祷告呢
？So why shall we pray?
祷告是我们把我们整个人带到神的面前来，而让我们把我们的心思意念，把我们的心向他敞开。是我们凭着信心将我们所需要的交托给神。
So to pray is to open our hearts to the Lord, to God, and through faith, pray what we need and give them into the hands of God.
神喜悦他的儿女向他祷告。
God is pleased to see us praying to Him.
借着祷告他能看见儿女的心。
Through our prayers, he will be able to see our hearts.
所以说这个地方我们看见耶稣基督 教导的祷告方式，耶稣基督没有祷告教导祷告是趴着祷告、闭着眼睛祷告、开睁着眼睛祷告，都没讲这些，他只是讲这三个原则。
Jesus, when he taught the disciple how to pray, he did not say you should stand or kneel, all those outward appearances, but he said the following three principles.
那么第三个原则，第一个是祷告不是做样式给人看，这个第一个记住。
The first principle is that.To pray is not a show for others.
这是我们基督徒要谨慎的。我们基督徒往往犯错就犯在这个地方，祷告在这样式。
Shall be very careful about this, not to do a show for others.
第二个呢是要进入内室，单独的跟神交通。
The second principle is to go into a private place and pray with God alone.
然后呢，第三个原则是不可以向外邦人用许多重复的话祷告。
And the third principle is do not babble like pagans.
这个地方他有个警告，不可效法外邦人亲近假神的方式。
here the warning is, do not be like pagans, do not worship our God like how they worship their God.
主耶稣在这讲得很清楚，他说你们不可效法他们。
Here the warning is very clear, do not do what they do.
然后呢，这里面还有个应许，主耶稣喜悦神的儿女在隐秘处与他们交通。
And then there is a promise that God is pleased if we pray with, to him in private.
这是马太福音六章六节，他讲，他说你父在暗中查看，必然报答你。
Here it says, the Lord, the a father who sees what is done in secret will reward you.
这个地方报答你是 reward, 是给你奖赏的，他要奖赏你这种祷告的行为这个事情。
Reward is a reward to your the action of your prayers.
对不起啊，我的时间快到了，看，因为今天那个圣餐的原因。那下面我想再讲一个东西，然后我们就停下来。我们知道很多时候我们祷告，我们也不是说我们的祷告方式不对，也不是说我们这个不恳切的祷告，但是很多时候我们到神的面前来祷告的时候啊，我不知道你们怎么样，我以前很有一段时间祷告到神面前祷告两三句话以后啊，一两分钟就没有话可说了。
So I don't know about you, sometimes when I pray, after a couple of sentences or a couple of minutes, I run out of things to say.
我们的祷告往往是枯燥，是那种贫乏的，在神面前除了向神提出要求，给我们各种什么祈求之外，其他就无话可说了，跟神面前。
And often we, after we say what we want from God, and then we don't know what to say.
这个问题不是今天的基督徒才有，在古代的时候，在耶稣那个时代，他的门徒也有同样的问题。这就是为什么他的门徒要叫耶稣，要求耶稣什么，叫他们如何祷告。
That is not only a problem for today, but rather, in Jesus' time,
okay.
they had the same problem, and that's why they asked Jesus to teach them how to pray.
所以说马太福音六章九到十三节是基督徒所熟知的主导文。
So the Lord's Prayer is what Jesus told us.
这是主耶稣教导门徒祷告的一个范文，一个 example, 一个 guideline.
This is an example of a prayer that Jesus taught us.
不是主耶稣的祷告。
This is not Jesus' prayer.
如果你要看主耶稣祷告，你要看那个约翰福音第十七章、十六章、十七章、十八章那个地方祷告，以主耶稣的祷告。
So if you want to see Jesus' prayer, you look at John 16, chapter 16 to 18.
马丁路德他就讲，他说主祷文是一切祷告中最崇美、最高尚的一个祷告。
Martin Luther once said, "The Lord's prayer is the most holy and noble prayer."
主祷文是有一，它里面是有一个称呼。三个愿望，三个祈求，一个称颂组成的，它概括了基督徒灵魂体的需要。
So the Lord's Prayer contains everything we need in spirit, in the body, and in the mind.
所以说这个加尔文他就讲，他说我们向神首应当求或可能求的，都包括在主祷文中。
Calvin said the Lord's Prayer contains what we should and can pray for.
如果我们能够明白主祷文里每一句话的意义，并且把它融化在我们的祷告里头，那么我们的祷告就一定会合神心意，蒙神悦纳。
If we understand every word in the Lord's Prayer, and then incorporate that into our prayers will be pleasing to the Lord, and He will reward us.
所以说，下面我只讲一个，然后我就停下来。所以说祷告的内容第一步像是什么？是一个称呼，是讲祷告的对象。
The content of a prayer first is who, to whom.Do we pray?
So, 主祷文的第一句话是说，我们在天上的父。
The first, the Lord's Prayer starts with our Father in heaven.
这点他用什么？我们在天上的父来称呼神。
Father in heaven is how we call God.
这个在天上是什么意思？是讲天，我们知道神在天上，天是神的居首，地是他的脚凳。他创造宇宙，管理宇宙，是天地万有的主宰，是一位大而可畏的神。
So, our Father God resides in heaven and created this world. He's the Father. He's the God of heaven and earth.
但是这个地方他讲了一句，他说我们在天上的什么父？他不是说我们在天上的神，说我们在天上的父。
He did, but here Jesus, did not say God in heaven, but our Father in heaven.
当我们称这位天上的神为父的时候，表明我们承认，首先我们承认我们自己是神的，我们是神的儿女， 然后呢，我们也相信神是我们在天上的天父。然后呢，我们也用这种，当我们称呼我们在天上父的时候，也表明我们跟神之间的关系很密切，就跟世上儿女跟父母的关系一样。
So when we call Father in heaven, we know that we are God's children and God is our father. Just like our relationship with our worldly parents, that is a symbol of our relationship to our Father in heaven.
这个天上我们在天上的父，这是一个非常宝贵的称呼。
Our Father in heaven is a very precious title.
兄弟，我在这个上大学比较早，我在16岁就离开家，跟父母在一起也就大概十五年左右。
So I left home early to go to college. I spent about 15 years with my parents.
后来我的父亲也过世的早，他95年就过世了。
And also my father passed away early.
我不知道你们怎么感觉，就是当你的父母过世，父亲过世以后啊，你这个家呀，你父母过世那个，你要回去看，就是这个家就没有这个感觉了。
I don't know how you feel, but when your parents pass away, when I go home, the home is not the same.
是不是当你即使你有哥哥姐姐，他们也，但是你到他们那儿去住他那儿，总的感觉就不是一个家的感觉，因为这是他的家，不是我的家。
So even you go home, you stay with your siblings, but you don't feel that's your home anymore.
这当你父母在的时候，你总是你回去就是有一种什么家的感觉。
But when our parents still are alive, we go home and that.Truly feels like home.
就是感谢主，当兄弟我尽管跟父母住在一起时间就那么十几年，但是兄弟我认识了神，就是我们有一位天上的阿爸父。
So I praise the Lord, even though I only spent 15 years with my earthly parents, but I have an eternal Father that is in heaven, and I.
兄弟我信主也快30年，因为认识这位天上的父，我把我一切的需要、一切的难处都一切的都来交托这位天父。
And since I've been a Christian for 30 years, I can pray to the Lord, to the Father, and give all my needs, all my requests, all my prayers to the Father.
神一路看顾保守我直到今天。
And Father has watched over me all these years.
所以说，这个我们天上的父是一个非常宝贵的称呼，因为我们天上的父远远超过我们地上肉身的父母。
Our Father in heaven far exceeds what our earthly fathers and mothers can do for us.
因为我们地上的父是有限的。
Our earthly parents are limited.
我们天上的父是无限的。
Our heavenly father is unlimited.
不知道大家有没有听说一个人的名字叫吴勇长老，我想台湾来的基督徒都很熟悉他的名字。
So Pastor Wu Yong from Taiwan.
吴勇长老在他的一本书叫《不灭的灯火》里头讲了一个很好的一个见证。
So Pastor Wu gave a testimony in his book.
Elder Wu,
Elder
Wu, yeah. 那么这个吴勇长老呢，他就讲他有一个，他有几个儿女嘛，他这个有个女儿是二女儿，叫姓吴，叫吴美恩。他们这个小孩呢，他小时候啊，他去上那个中学，那个叫金陵女中的时候呢，这个经常生病感冒。
So Elder Wu's little younger daughter was very sickly when she was young.
所以说他就带他的女儿去看医生，这个呢，医生就发现呢是他这个扁桃腺呢，经常容易发炎。
So the doctor said her throat was prone to infection.
所以说医生呢就建议说你把这个扁桃腺把它拿掉割掉就好了。
So the doctor recommended procedure, surgery.
所以说他就吴勇长老他们就遵照医生的这个建议呢，就把这个女儿的，把她二女儿这个美恩的这个扁桃腺呢，给割拿掉了。
So they followed the tonsil. They followed the advice of the doctor and did the tonsil removal.
他说这样也很好，说是大概有6个月的时间，他女儿真是不感冒不生病了。
So for 6 months, his daughter was well.
但是没想到呢，过了一段时间呢，他的女儿回家以后呢，跟吴勇长老跟他的妈妈讲，他说他不能蹬下来了。站着不能蹬下来，就是。
So one day, his daughter went home and said she could not squat.
然后他妈妈就是他吴勇长老就问他，就是你把裙子让我们看看你腿究竟怎么了。
So they look at her legs.
那么他女儿就让他女儿把这个裙子拉起来看，结果发现他女儿这个连个膝盖啊都肿了。
So her knees were very swollen.
啊，那么然后他们就赶紧把这个无用长把这个女儿就带到医生那边去看医生。
So they took her daughter to the doctor.
啊，医生从她的两个女儿的膝盖里面抽出很多的这个积水。
So and the doctor extracted a lot of fluid from her
knee. 然后医生给她确诊的是什么呢？是她女儿得了一个就是关节炎了，膝盖那个膝关节炎。
So knee arthritis, that was the diagnosis.
啊，但是呢，这个关节医生说没有办法治，他说。
But there was no cure.
即使今天也是一样，没有办法根，关键也没有办法根治的。
Even today there was no cure for.
所以说这就很麻烦。这个腿肿了，他就是抽到医生看医生抽那个水，然后呢，他很疼痛，那个每天膝盖痛，然后呢下碰到尤其碰到阴雨天气呢，他更痛苦。他说比天气预报还要准。
So her daughter suffered a lot from the arthritis, especially when the weather is humid.
就这样隔了一段时间，这个他的女儿非常之痛苦，他们也找了医生，医生也束手无策，没有办法。
So her daughter was in pain, and but there was no cure.
所以说有一次呢，这个无用长老他那个在教会啊，那个广粤语堂，他开了个布道会。
So one day Elder Wu was doing a sermon.
Yeah, 布道会啊，布道会就是。
Revival meeting.
那么布道会的时候呢，那个他讲完布完道以后呢，他就呼召，说是大家有谁愿意信耶稣的，举手。
Then he called for believers, whoever believes in the Lord became new Christians, raise your hands.
结果他的女儿什么就站起来举手站起来了。
And he saw stood up and raised her hand.
这个无用长老的心里就纳闷，他说我女儿已经信主了，已经好久了，怎么为什么她又站起来要举一只手？他说举只手也没关系，可能她很感动，大概是。
Elder Wu was puzzled because his daughter was already a Christian.
后来呢，无用长老呼召所有那个举站起来的呢，到他台前来，他要为他们祷告。
So Elder Wu invited all those new believers come forward, and he will pray for them.
这个呢，他的女儿也走到前头来了，第一个走到前头来。
And his daughter was the first coming up.
所以说他女儿呢，就他看见他女儿呢，就知道他女儿想要干什么。他女儿就跟他无用长老讲，他说：“爸爸，我来是要你为我的关节炎祷告。”
And his daughter said, "Dad, I want you to pray for my arthritis."
无用长老一听，眼泪都出来了。
And that made Elder Wu cry.
今天为什么他在当你在讲台宣扬这个神是真的，是一位听祷告的神？那么现在他的女儿现在就要来求他来为他祷告的时候，他眼泪一下子就出来了。
So Elder Wu just preached that God, our God is alive and a living God. And yet here, his daughter is asking for God's help.
无用长老他就是请他的女儿，让他的女儿跪下来。
So he asked his daughter to kneel.
然后呢，他让所有的会众都站起来。
And he asked all the congregation to rise.
然后他就开始为他的女儿祷告。
And he prayed for his daughter.
他说女儿啊，是说。我们地上的爸爸没有办法帮你。
And he prayed that, my daughter, I as your earthly father cannot help you.
只有天上的爸爸能帮你。
Only our heavenly father can help you.
所以天上的、地上的爸爸有限。
Your earthly father is limited.
天上的爸爸能够什么？是无限的。
Your heavenly father is limitless.
只有他能来医治你，来帮助你。
Only he can cure you.
他就为他的女儿祷告。
And he prayed.
就祷告完了，他女儿站起来。
And after prayer, his daughter stood up.
他的关节炎完全好了。
And her knees were healed completely.
得到医治。所以说，你看，我们天上的阿爸父远超过我们地上肉身的父母。我们地上肉身父母有所不能，但我们天上的阿爸父他能做任何的事情。
So our heavenly father far exceeds earthly parents.
所以说当我们读主导文第一句话我们在天上的父的时候这里面实在是太丰富太真是实在是非常宝贵的一个称呼。
So the opening of the Lord's Prayer, our Father in heaven, there's so much meaning in that sentence.
那我们今天就停到这个地方下一次我再继续来讲这个祷告这个主导文。
We'll stop here and continue next time.
让我们低头做个祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
天父我们谢谢你。谢谢主。
Father, we thank you.
谢谢你早晨主，你借着马太福音六章这段经文对我们说话。
We thank you for teaching us today through the Lord's Prayer.
你告诉我们如何来向你祷告。
You teach us how to pray to you.
你也告诉我们，让我们就是能够啊，能够来到天上的阿爸父面前向他祷告。
And you teach us how to come before our Heavenly Father to pray.
主啊，我们这次实在献上感恩，愿主你帮助我们，让我们这次能明白，我们今天做你的儿女是何等的有福。
We thank you, and we thank you for teaching us, and let us realize how blessed we are.
我们能，你做你的儿女，可以把所有我们一切的需要、一切的忧劳苦愁烦，都能带到天上的阿爸父面前。
As your children, we can bring all worries and burdens.
因为你喜悦你的儿女来到面前，来与你交通，向你祷告。
Because it pleases you to see us come before you and pray.
主啊，我们谢谢你给我们这样的恩典，给我们这样的福分。
We thank you for this grace and this blessing.
求主帮助我们，让我们每一个主你的儿女都能珍惜这样你给我们这样的一个恩典，这样一个特权。
Let us all realize this is a precious privilege and a gift.
让我们这次能够使用，不要去浪费这样一个特权。
That we shall use this privilege wisely.
让我们这次每天都能经历你。
And let's help us experience you every day.
让我们每天能够与你同行。
And every day we walk with you.
谢谢天父，这样的感谢祈求，奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
In Jesus' name, Amen.